This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown. Number 10.
There have been numerous individuals that have been contacted by the NFL as potential candidates to perform in the halftime show. Rihanna being one of them, Katy Perry and Coldplay. They've also been told, might help a little bit if you paid us money. And they've notified the artists, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, of their candidacy. And league representatives also ask at least some of the acts if they would be willing to contribute a portion of their post-Super Bowl tour income to the league, or if they would make some other type of financial contribution in exchange for the halftime gig. Wall Street Journal writing the pay-to-play suggestion got a chilly reception from the candidates' representatives. Well, I should guess so. I mean, I think that the NFL has an overinflated view of itself at this point.
Amen to that, brother. There's host Nick Reed with a comment on the National Football League asking potential halftime performers to pay for the wonderful opportunity to play during the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And that became the number 10 item this week, along with other things going on in the world of sports talk radio, beginning in the NFL preseason, where we are in Major League Baseball, that sort of thing, all part of the huge, isn't that the huge opportunity? The NFL says this is a huge opportunity for you. Okay. So what do you think? You can comment quickly at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, because I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending August 22nd. Each week at this time, 52 weeks a year, we have the opportunity to discuss with you the essence of what's going on in this fabulous world of conversation radio. Reviewing the top 10 talk topics, folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com help us to put together the list, determine the list, listening to these talk radio stations, talk radio hosts, and programs all around the country. And again, to underscore the sports talk radio world and the ask from the NFL for the performers is number 10.
Number 9.
The number 9 item, something that's been around for quite a while, as this problem has presented itself for quite a while. The Russians and their relationship with the Ukrainians. Here is a reporter, Isha Sise, talking to Ukrainian Foreign Minister Pavlo Klimkin about maybe some peace for a change. How about some peace?
All eyes are on this meeting scheduled for next week between President Poroshenko and President Putin. The question most people have is, will these talks yield a plan for peace?
It's indeed a very important meeting, but it's of course a meeting between the European Union, Ukraine, and three countries of so-called Eurasian Union. And it's not just about Donbass, it's not just about Donetsk and Lugansk, but it's also about Ukrainian-European fate. It's about the arbitration agreement and how to implement it further. So it's indeed a very important moment.
So let me be very clear on what Ukraine is looking to accomplish in these talks.
Yeah, for Ukraine, the critical goal is, of course, to agree on a future effective implementation of the arbitration agreement. And, of course, it's a clear idea how to make progress on a peaceful settlement around Donetsk and Lugansk. And these are the most important goals for us, also in Minsk.
Are you really committed to negotiating, to bringing about peace in these two areas, Donetsk and Lugansk? Or is the Ukrainian government's strategy here to basically defeat these separatists on the battlefield? I mean, what is your path to peace?
We are fully committed to peace. And this is exactly what the presidential peace plan is all about. It's not about military offensive, and the whole idea about these actions is about restoring law and order. It's about liberating the people from the terrorists who have been killing people, who have been taking hostages, who have been taking pensions from the most vulnerable people. But it's indeed about peace. It's about clear idea how to reach peace. It's about decentralization. It's about giving people on the ground more freedom, but also more responsibility at the level of community, at the level of district, at the level of region. Ukraine was a country with a centralized system. Now it should be changed.
Number eight. The number eight item, I'm chuckling because I took part in this this week, and as a result of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, the ALS Association, Lou Gehrig's disease group, has raised a lot of money. The only person throwing cold water on the Ice Bucket Challenge so far of note is the president, who declined to take part in this challenge. Instead, he's sending a donation to support research into Lou Gehrig's disease, but former President George Bush did it with his wife. It's kind of interesting. I did it during the week using milk, and you can check out the video at DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, on the same day I took the challenge, I talked to the ALS Association president, Barbara Newhouse, about the Ice Bucket Challenge and how it all got started.
Families out of New York and Boston, Massachusetts, started the Ice Bucket Challenge as a way of raising awareness about ALS. And then the Frady's family out of Massachusetts, Pete started, you know, looking and saying, okay, how can we use social media? And the next thing we knew is this whole thing just went viral, and it just took off. It just took off. But it was originally, the idea was, is, and let me just say that using the ice bucket and the ice was for, as has been described to me, it was sort of like when you get up in the morning and you put the cold water on your face to wake yourself up. It's sort of their way of doing a wake-up call about the seriousness of this disease.
We have a story at DougStephan.com today about how reliable the association is, how it's one of the highest-rated charities, according to Charity Navigator. What does the money go for? What will this money that we're collecting do?
All right. So the ALS Association, we have a three-pronged mission. It is research. It is care and support for individuals with ALS and their families. And it's advocacy for advocating for the needs of individuals with ALS. So the money is going to be used for the mission of the organization. We are being very thoughtful and careful about reacting at this point, as opposed to strategically looking at where we can make the biggest difference in those areas. So we're going to be, you know, we're going to be looking a lot to the research front. There is no doubt about that. But we as an organization, our governing volunteers, we need to make sure that we are being very, very thoughtful and strategic, because it is a lot of money.
All right, so that's the story. In fact, the number eight item this week has to do with the Ice Bucket Challenge. Up next, obviously, from number eight, we go to number seven. Stand by for that here on the countdown.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait. Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. If you wonder why the gang here and I love BuzzBox Coffee, here are a couple of reasons. Did you know that as Americans we drink so much coffee that we actually get more of our antioxidants from coffee than from fruits and vegetables? That's why we love knowing BuzzBox Coffee is USDA certified organic, contains none of the harmful insecticides or pesticides that most other coffees contain. We love that BuzzBox Coffee isn't hyper-caffeinated, poor quality, robusta beans. Instead, BuzzBox Coffee, 100% Arabica beans. Only the top of 1% of that grade. We love that BuzzBox Coffee is so smooth, not acidic, since it's only shade-grown coffee, which is how nature intended coffee to be grown. And we also love that together, one cup at a time, we're enjoying the best of the best coffee and having real impact via helping my Eastleigh farm. So taste the difference, make a difference by joining us today to get your free pound. Call 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to QuickenLoans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit JDPower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Number seven. Number seven item on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week comes as we continue to discuss, debate, and disagree on immigration policy in our country. From our affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana, host Bob Madison talking to Senator David Vitter of Louisiana about where Congress is right now on the immigration problem and the border situation.
Something about immigration you wanted to get across, first of all.
Well, it's a continuing crisis, you know, at our southern border. I don't use that term lightly. Before the August recess, the U.S. House, to their credit, acted. They passed two important bills that focus primarily on enforcement and swift and effective deportations. So I've called on Harry Reid to bring us back and let us vote on those bills. He's been mostly blocking votes, not trying to address the issue on the Senate side. On the Senate side, he brought up a big spending bill that President Obama wanted that would spend several billion dollars mostly on feeding and housing and clothing these new illegals and actually dispersing them around the country, not streamlining the deportation process. That failed, even in the Harry Reid Senate. I think that says a lot about the consensus that's building for common sense enforcement actions first. But we need to vote on other proposals, starting with the two bills that have already passed the House, because illegal immigration has been a serious problem for a long time, but this is really crisis proportions now.
And it's interesting, this week as part of this story, Governor Rick Perry was a focus. He and his wonderful new glasses. He spoke in Washington on Thursday discussing immigration, as well as his indictment last week accusing him of abuse of power. He said, quote, "I think there is the obvious great concern that because of the condition of the border, from the standpoint of it not being secure and us not knowing who's penetrating, there could be terrorists coming across the border." Do you agree with that worry? Could people from ISIS, let's say, be slipping into our country or other terrorist organizations through the Mexican border? It's not implausible or impossible to imagine. So food for thought as we continue. That's a lot of what the conversation is in the News Talk Radio world. Number six, another sort of overplay by the news media next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The number six item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show has to do, and not just on the show, but on the list itself, which you can see printed at DougStefan.com, the Ebola fear set about by the news media. The two medical missionaries have left the Atlanta hospital. They're weak, but they're going to recover completely, so say their doctors. So in general, we have this conversation that usually is brought about by, in this circumstance, we'll listen to a radio host named Brian Suits talking to a reporter named Alex Stone from ABC about reports of a man with Ebola, or at least with the symptoms of Ebola, being admitted to a hospital out in Sacramento this week.
We don't even know if the guy who's in the hospital has Ebola.
No, nobody is infected in the U.S. Besides those who now we understand from Atlanta. Dr. Kent Brantley speaking today. He's out. Both patients are doing better. But here in California, there is one patient that the Department of Public Health is looking at right now. And we don't know if it's a man or a woman. The department won't say. They aren't giving out any details. They say because of all kinds of health laws. But they say that this is a low-risk patient, somebody who had traveled to an area where Ebola is known to exist and has come back and since been sick with some sort of fever. It could be a flu or it could be Ebola, potentially. So they categorize them. There are two CDC levels, high risk and low risk. This patient is in the low risk of having a category, but out of an abundance of caution, they're being held in isolation at Kaiser Permanente in South Sacramento, and they're waiting for CDC lab test results to come back. They expect that to happen likely tomorrow. Then they'll know for sure if this person has Ebola.
Okay, now, I haven't heard about the travel history. So this individual self-reported, and then when they said, have you traveled somewhere recently, what was his answer? Sierra Leone or Liberia? Or?
Yeah, I wish I had answers for you. The Department of Public Health won't say anything. All we know is it is a patient who is in the hospital in Kaiser Permanente in South Sacramento, and that is it. They did release the additional detail that this person had traveled. traveled to an area and is suffering from something that, that could potentially be Ebola, or it could be any million of other things. You know, there are, I think the number is at 68 now, of people who have gone into hospitals in the U.S. since this whole thing broke in the last few weeks, have been isolated, said that they have symptoms that could be consistent with Ebola, and then turns out not to be. That except for the two missionaries who are now doing incredibly well, who were flown to the U.S., nobody else has had it. There's another new potential case in New Mexico of a 30-year-old woman who also had traveled to the area, came back, got sick, and is being held in isolation in New Mexico. They're waiting for the blood test results there, too. In both cases, they think it's absolutely nothing.
Ken, if members of the California State Assembly, as well as Governor Brown, and especially the Lieutenant Governor, if they want to come visit this patient and wish them well and maybe give them a kiss on the cheek, are they allowed to do that?
Would you like them to? Are you hoping that they would go in there?
I'm going to tweet to Gavin Newsom that if he was any kind of a man, he would cross town, go south towards Elk Grove, and he would go visit this patient at this dire time of need.
Well, sure. And, anybody who does go in there, unless they're a doctor on the more serious side, the doctors are in, you know, the protective gear if they go in, just in case. Others, we don't know if Kaiser Permanente has an isolation room like they do at Emory University in Atlanta, where there's a glass wall that they can talk to the person through and whatnot. In fact, there are some patients at the Kaiser Hospital who were complaining the first night that they wished they would have been warned, that they showed up, but they had no clue there was a potential Ebola patient in the hospital while they were being treated for, you know, whatever they were there for. The hospital saying, look, you know, we put them into an isolation room. There is no threat to anybody else, and the chances are very low that this is actually Ebola.
Is it me, or do you agree that reporters who sound like that drive us nuts? All right, that's not an issue, however. We have five more issues to discuss on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
My 12-year-old granddaughter got upset about something she saw in her own neighborhood, people texting while driving. She looked through the lens of liberty and decided it was her responsibility to do something about it. She made simple little stop signs that kids hold up in their car windows saying, "Stop texting. We see you." The ideas caught fire in other schools around the country, and she has been on national news programs talking about personal responsibility. I'm proud, not because she is my own granddaughter, but because she understands that Americans shouldn't always depend on government to protect our safety and our freedom. It's our own responsibility first.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, "At my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier." It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stephan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So to recap where we are, the charts are for the week of August 18th to the 22nd on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 10, Sports Talk Radio Action, and the NFL's request of those who would like to participate as performers in the halftime of the Super Bowl to pay for it. Number 9, the situation between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 8, the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Number 7, immigration policy. Number 6, Ebola. So that gets us to number 5.
Number 5
situation is something that we've all been concerned about. I think no matter who you are, where you are, this thing is troubling. Pretty much everything going on in the Middle East is troubling. The Israeli-Gaza war, as the impact is being measured, Israel's killing of the 3 of the Hamas commanders bound to lower the group's morale, Hamas's morale, but might not diminish its ability to fire rockets at Israel again. Here's host Hawk Halliday with CBS correspondent Robert Berger. They discuss the latest situation between the two groups in the two countries.
You know, we're hearing the Israelis have been targeting in their airstrikes the military chief of Hamas, but he has proved elusive in the past. What can you tell us?
Right. His name is Mohammed Deif, and he is believed responsible for the entire military strategy of Hamas in Gaza. That would be the tunnel networks that have been used to infiltrate Israel and, of course, the rockets. So he is on Israel's most wanted list. They tried a couple of times to assassinate him. We know that he has been wounded in the past, and he lives underground in some bunker somewhere. The Israelis haven't been able to track him down. today they hit a house where they thought he was. According to Hamas officials, his wife and infant son were killed. Apparently he escaped, although Hamas, interestingly, isn't exactly saying that. So we don't know for sure.
Robert, it seems that mediation by the Egyptians has really made no headway toward a long-term ceasefire in this conflict. Are we noticing there's any progress of anything going on behind the scenes that's not making as much news as Egypt has?
Listen, there was a nine-day ceasefire, and it was looking like they were going to be able to hammer out an agreement which would ease the blockade on Gaza and then deal with some of the thornier issues such as the disarmament of Hamas or a Gaza seaport. Those would be dealt with later. Hamas, though, apparently felt it didn't have enough to show for the mass destruction in Gaza that's been going on. And, you know, by starting to fire rockets again, it's a form of pressure on Israel, and but probably at some point they will get back to the ceasefire talks and maybe pick up where they left off.
Number four item this week, back to a discussion of Rick Perry in the news because he's been indicted on charges of abuse of power. We were talking about that earlier. Here's a discussion concerning that with hosts Jim Forsythe and Charlie Parker. They are focused on the way Texas Governor Perry has handled the indictment.
He surrendered in what appeared to be more like a campaign rally than a booking. I've covered plenty of both over the years. When Governor Perry arrived at the Travis County Sheriff's Booking Center, there was a crowd of maybe 100 supporters, many of them wearing red to signify support for the Republican Party. Some were carrying signs reading, "Rick is right." He even had his governor's podium with his governor's seal on it set up right smack in front of the sheriff's office. He walked into the sheriff's office. We could see him for a while through the glass window chatting with the deputies behind the counter. He had two of his attorneys with him. It looked like a comedy club in there. They were slapping each other on the back and doubling over laughing on a couple of occasions. And then the governor went over into another room where he had his mugshot taken. It is a 21st century politician's mugshot. Mm-hmm. If ever there was one, it looks more like a campaign poster than your traditional mugshot.
Yeah, you don't want to go, you know, what was that crazy guy that was in the Beverly Hills movie? Nick Nolte.
Oh, Nick Nolte.
Yeah, you don't want to do a Nick Nolte pose.
No, nothing but. I mean, it's a grin from ear to ear. It does look like something that you'd see on a campaign poster. Then the governor came out. He thanked the deputies for their professionalism in the booking process, which took about 20 minutes. And then he said, "You know something? It is for these deputies that I am fighting this charge because I am fighting for the rule of law against a group of people who want to do in the courthouse what they refused and were unable to do at the ballot box, and that is bring down our system of constitutional government." The governor has played this pitch perfectly since the indictment came down last Friday, and I've gotten the impression from some Democrats that they are beginning to think that maybe they bit off more than they can chew in this one. When the arch conservatives at the New York Times editorial board are against you, you know that maybe if you're a member of the Democratic Party, maybe you've turned down the wrong path. I know just a lot less triumphalism in the comments I received from the Democrats after the booking. There was even a note of desperation. "Don't forget," one said, "this is a crime he's charged with committing." They're almost getting frantic at this point because I think, Charlie, if the governor continues to play his cards right, the Democrats built this thing up to be, you know, the biggest thing since Watergate when he was indicted on Friday. And you recall we mentioned on Monday, maybe the Democrats should not build this thing up to be this big a deal because they're making this sound like he is taking on, you know, the mighty armed forces of some country in this. And I think what the Democrats are afraid they see down the road is maybe 6 months or a year from now, after these charges are either dismissed or the governor has beaten them, he is standing out in front of the courthouse someplace and he's going to look 10 feet tall. And he's going to be able at that point say, "You know something? The Democrats themselves said these were very serious charges. They said I should resign spine. They said that this was the worst that they can throw at me. And if I can take the worst the Democrats can throw at me, I'm your guy in 2016, Republicans, because I can stare down Putin. I can stare down ISIS. I have been tested, and I have come through, and I have won. And I think that's the nightmare scenario the Democrats are seeing in this case now.
Number three.
Wow. Whew. All right, let's continue with the interesting stories. There are heroes and villains and victims to most of the items that are on the talk radio review. Number three this week, continuing in the political vein, the presidential race, who's running, et cetera, et cetera. Dave Lee, good radio host, talked to James Homan from Politico.com about Mrs. Clinton planning to spend some time in Iowa. That's an interesting reality, right?
It would seem to be another 2016 sign for Hillary Clinton, because she, along with Bill, they're going to Iowa here soon.
They're heading to Iowa for Tom Harkin's state fair. Tom Harkin is the senator who's had that seat since the 70s, and he is retiring this year. He has this annual event in the summer, and it has gotten bigger and bigger, and it's sort of a now iconic stop on the presidential campaign tour for a Democrat. I think we should operate under the assumption that Hillary Clinton is running for president. You know, she's very coy about it. She doesn't want to say what she's doing, but everything that she's doing suggests that that's the direction that she's heading. Whether it's the book tour or now going to this event in Iowa. And, I think, you know, one of the big questions about 2016 is, assuming that Hillary Clinton runs, how hard will she compete to win in Iowa? As everyone remembers, in 2008, she finished a humiliating third place behind Barack Obama and John Edwards in those caucuses. And, you know, her people were very frustrated. They said that, you know, Iowa, like Minnesota, has caucuses, but the caucuses aren't very Democratic friendly because they have smaller turnout. And so this time the Iowa Democratic Party has gone out of its way to try and increase turnout and do a bunch of reforms that the Clinton people want in order to encourage Hillary Clinton to participate in Iowa, because, you know, the Iowans want their caucuses to remain relevant, and they want presidential candidates in both parties to participate.
Hey, how did her meeting with President Obama go here a week or so ago? Remember that little flack?
The Hug Summit.
Yeah.
And so what happened was, Hillary gave this interview where she criticized Obama's foreign policy kind of surprisingly far. You know, Obama has been saying, you know, his foreign policy is don't do stupid stuff. And Hillary Clinton said, you know, don't do stupid stuff isn't a very good foreign policy. And so I think, you know, they kind of blew up, and both sides then realized that they needed to smooth things over. So reportedly, the president and Hillary hugged at this birthday party on Martha's Vineyard with a bunch of kind of D.C. socialite types.
Do you think that once she starts running that he will support her, or will it be kind of like President Bush, where he kind of pulls himself back and said, I'm kind of out of the mix now?
I think he'll stay out of the mix. You know, that'll be one of the most fascinating storylines of the next 2 years, is what is Obama going to do? I think Joe Biden, you know, still wants to run for president. There's a bunch of Democrats who are waiting in the wings, kind of trying to ascertain what is Hillary going to do. I would be very surprised if Obama endorsed Hillary Clinton in a contested primary, you know, if more than one person runs. And I also wouldn't be surprised if, you know, a lot of the Obama people still don't like Hillary. You know, some of them have gone out of their way to ingratiate themselves with her and are now advising her, but there's still a lot of people who kind of don't like her.
All right, well, there you have the likability and the not likability factor as presidential politics is front city. Can you believe number three, politics like that, the number three item, and we're 2 years plus away. The primary will be held about this time, right, for many states 2 years from now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. An interesting question has arisen with regard to these type of radio programs. There is a station in Nogales, Arizona, with an interesting dispute going on between itself and city officials, a new administration that doesn't want to, well, they're getting a lot of negative news coverage, and it turns out the radio station may have been getting paid by the city for interviews that came from various political appointees and various officials in the city. So now the question of whether it's appropriate to charge for news interviews is coming up. Again, a lot of local stations, I'm talking about in some of the smaller markets, asking that. What do you think of that? It's interesting food for thought, isn't it? Should people like the mayor of your town get paid when he's interviewed, or should he pay the news media in order to get maybe favorable coverage of what's going on in his administration? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, at 15 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, "I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look." Well, if your wife is losing your hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia. Get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license and offer statistics. NMLS number 3030.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Number two item on the countdown this week, focusing on what's going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Host Bruce Wolf here talking to correspondent Stephen Portnoy about the grand jury taking over the investigation there.
Do you get the sense that people are waiting and kind of watching to see what the grand jury does, and that is a pending issue that is weighing on people's mind, or do you think people are just ready to move on generally?
Well, there's no doubt that there's a great deal of interest in what will happen next.
next with the two parallel investigations. One is the federal one that the Attorney General spoke to here, but second to that, and you know, perhaps with a greater impact, would be the local investigation. The St. Louis County Prosecutor told our ABC radio affiliate here in St. Louis yesterday that he intends to present everything to the grand jury and that he doesn't expect that will be completed until mid-October. So the cries for justice in terms of like an indictment charging the officer with murder wouldn't come, if it were to come, until mid-October. But what Bob McCullough, the prosecuting attorney, told the station here yesterday is key. He says that they intend to present everything to the grand jury, including, for example, a picture of Officer Darren Wilson with what a source describes as a serious facial injury that he suffered in the scuffle with Michael Brown in the immediate moment when the two had their first encounter a week ago, Saturday, August 9th. Second part of that would be presented to the grand jury, even if they can't find the man who said it, would be what it was recorded on a cell phone video in the immediate aftermath of the shooting. Perhaps you guys have heard about it. A man is heard off camera to say that he saw what happened and that Michael Brown turned toward the officer and basically headed in his direction during the shooting. Now, there are many here, well, not here, but everywhere across the country who say that they believe that Officer Wilson fired because he believed that Michael Brown was bum-rushing him.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one issue, as you might imagine, is the situation with ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. There are people who think that this snake can't be defeated unless the U.S. and its partners take on the militants in Syria. That's according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff this week. On the Good Day program earlier in the week, I talked about what's going on here from a different perspective with oil analyst Antonia Juhas. Ms. Juhas says oil is still one of the only reasons
perhaps the number one reason that we continue to be involved with the situation in this country in the Middle East.
You know, I don't argue that the only reason for the invasion is oil, but certainly a dominant reason. And unfortunately, from my perspective, from the perspective of the oil industry, the U.S. invasion of Iraq was quite successful.
Mm-hmm. And successful in what way? How do you measure success?
Yeah, so basically before the war, there was no foreign oil corporations operating in Iraq, although Saddam Hussein was signing oil contracts with companies from countries that sat on the Security Council trying to get them to lift the sanctions against him. So he signed contracts with China and Russia and other countries, and actually that's one of the reasons why you see them so active in Iraq today. But you have the people in the Bush administration sitting in the White House. You've got Cheney meeting with all the heads of all the oil industry. They're seeing Saddam Hussein sign these contracts. They're saying if the sanctions get lifted, all of this oil is going to all of those other countries, and we're going to be shut out. And one of the things that happened was a plan that was, you can see it on paper today and see it, and we saw it unfold, which is an invasion which opened up Iraq to foreign oil companies, and instead of it just going to the Chinese and Russians, it went to Exxon, Chevron, BP, Shell, and all of the major Western oil companies are now operating in Iraq. And they are working big contracts and producing and selling a lot of oil. So from their perspective, one of the largest opportunities for oil in the world for which they would have been shut out of, they instead are in and are benefiting greatly.
All right. Another perspective on this, the number one item being ISIS. Here's host Mike Valentini and Terry Foster talking about the beheading video of U.S. Reporter.
It's everywhere. The video of an American journalist being executed, being beheaded by ISIS. The government has said it is a reliable video that is indeed what happened. And here is the question. I haven't watched it. I've had the ability to watch it. I just didn't click play. And it's not because I have some moral compass. It's not because I believe viewing it is disrespectful. It's because I just don't think I can handle watching it. But my question is there something to be gained by watching it? I mean, as Americans, we live very insulated lives. When you read about someone who's a prisoner or someone who's been killed or someone who's been executed, I think in many cases we kind of look at it and we just go, oops, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But if you have a chance to see the video of what just happened to one of ours and you want to see someone be beheaded, is that the reality check that you think Americans need? Should that video be shown? Is there something to be gained by watching that video? I haven't watched it. I don't know that I will.
I think we're all hesitant. Is there anything to be gained by it?
You tell me. I think there is.
There is, because I think we need to have anger and a reality check. ISIS concerns me. I think ISIS is trying to position itself to be the next bin Laden. All these little attacks over there in Iraq, there's speculation they want to blow up that dam and flood Baghdad and a bunch of other. I think there's a bigger thing. They want to attack the United States of America. And I think we need to pay very close attention and be very serious about them. And I think people need to see what these people are capable of doing and what they will do.
All right. So there it is, the number one item this week. To sort of recap quickly, the Sports Talk Radio World is number 10. Russian-Ukrainian aggression, number 9. What's going on with the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge is 8. Immigration policy, 7. The Ebola situation is 6. The Israel-Gaza war continuing, number 5. Rick Perry's indictment is 4. Presidential politics, number 3. The Ferguson shooting, number 2. And the number one issue this week is the situation with the beheading in the Middle East and our policy toward Iraq and ISIS. That's it. Another complete review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. For an hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.